弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
不要小看我们每个礼拜在这里说平安。
Do not despise, look down upon the fact that we greet one another in peace.
基督徒的问安不是客套话。
When we greet one another peace unto you, it is not just being polite to one another.
主耶稣复活以后最常跟门徒们讲的话就是愿你们平安。
Since Jesus' resurrection, what he often spoke to the disciples, peace be unto you.
所以基督徒问安不仅仅是一个祝福和关心。
And when we greet one another in the peace of the Lord, not only do we care for one another, but we bless one another.
也是一个信心的宣告。
But it is also a proclamation of faith.
因为那位平安的君他把他的平安赐给了我们。
Because again, the Prince of Peace, he has given us his peace.
他说我把我的平安留给你们。
He said, I give unto you my peace.
好像一个东西一样可以交给我们的。
As if it's something that he handed to us.
那主给我们的平安是世界不能给的，也是世界不能夺去的。
And it is a peace that the world cannot give and cannot take away.
我想最近武汉的疫情成为整个世界的一件事情。
And I think what's transpiring in Wuhan has become something of a global event.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这样子的时间里面，我们怎么样子去回应，说明了我们到底对我们的神是存着怎样的信心。
In times like this, how we respond to God really speaks loudly of our faith towards Him.
礼拜二祷告会的时候，我正好分享到照着我们读经进度读到的马可福音第四章。
Tuesday night, as we came to our Bible reading schedule, Mark chapter 4.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹都记得，这是2004年我们开始要买这个会所的时候，面对很多很多属灵的征战。
In 2004, at the beginning of the year, when we began to go through the process of purchasing this property, we've gone through a lot of various battles.
那个时候，神把这一段的信息赐给我们。
And the Lord has given this portion of Scripture to us.
人生中一定有风浪。
And in our lifetime, there will be storms.
人害怕风浪，甚至逃避风浪。
A man is fearful of storms to the extent that we even run away from them.
但是他是不可能逃避的。
But it is impossible to run from them.
而且我有的时候想到，等到我们这一代走了，未来的世代可能碰到的风浪要更大。
And when I think about the passing of my generation, the generation that is to come, you will see greater storms.
整个大自然都在改变。
And our entire natural world, the natural realm is changing.
整个的人心都在改变。
The hearts of men are changing.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们面对风浪的时候，那时候我们提到四件事，我很简单的提。
So, brothers and sisters, when we come and encounter storms, I mentioned four things, and I will again briefly speak of them today.
我觉得也是正好用在我们今天面对这样子的疫情，我们该用怎样的态度。
And I also see that it is appropriate as we encounter the events that surrounds us, what type of attitude we ought to have.
第一个，风浪显明了我们的信心和生命的实情。
Foremost, storms reveals the reality and the conditions of our faith.
我们常常不够认识我们所信的神是谁。
And oftentimes we do not really know who is the God that we believe in.
我们也不够认识我自己生命的情形，信心到底到了什么程度。
We truly do not understand the extent and the condition of our faith towards God.
当神把我们带进风浪的时候，就好像放在天平上，马上显出我们到底几斤几两。
And when God brings us into the midst of a storm, it's all of a sudden that we are placed on a scale. We now know how much we weigh.
这样子的显明，属灵的照镜子是必须要有的。
This type of revelation, standing of the spiritual mirror, is something that we all need to go through.
它帮助我们成长。
It helps us to grow.
第二件事情，风浪帮助我们转向救主。
Secondly, the storms helps us turn to the Savior.
我很多时候我们的人生的风浪中，我们自己就去解决了。
And oftentimes, in the storms that we encounter, we face, we feel that we can take care of it on our own.
我们并不见得都会来转向救主。
We don't always turn immediately to our Savior.
有时候祷告只是当做一件外面例行公事就是了。
And even prayer becomes something that is something that we just do out of practice.
他没有真实的把我们带到神的面前去遇见神。
It didn't genuinely bring us before the presence of God that we would encounter God.
所以昨天早上我在祷告会的时候，我说主啊，让我们不要只是祷告。让疫情不要感染到我和我的家。
And yesterday morning, as we were praying together as a church, I said, Lord, that we don't simply just pray and say that the virus not come and affect me and my house.
巴不得所有的人借着这件事情都直接来面对神。
Man, but everyone, because of this, would come to meet God face to face.
你发现门徒们碰到风浪的时候，他们任凭耶稣睡觉，他们继续来解决 这个风浪。
You come to discover that as the disciples, when they're heading into a storm, they continue to allow Jesus to sleep, and they were facing the storm on their own.
但圣经上告诉我们，风浪越来越大，大到他这些 professional fishermen 职业渔夫都不能 handle 了。
And the storm grew up stronger and stronger to the extent that these professional fishermen, they find that they have no ability to handle it.
至少有三件事情是真实的。
Three things are real.
风浪越来越大。
The storm is getting stronger and stronger.
就跟现在疫情一样，越来越蔓延。
As the spread of this virus is getting broader and broader.
第二件事情，他们里面的情绪越来越低落，越来越多负面的情绪。
Secondly, they're emotionally, they're going more and more worrisome. They're becoming more and more downcast.
他们紧张，他们担心，他们甚至害怕要死了。
They're worried, they're fearful to the extent that they think that they're going to lose their lives.
而且他们里面对主充满了埋怨，把主叫起来说：“我们要死。”
And then they were full of complaint towards the Lord, and they woke up the Lord and said, Lord, we are perishing. Do you not care?
所以第二个难处让我们看见，不仅外面有难处，我们里面也软弱了。灰心了，害怕了。
And we see out of the storm, not only the storms on the outside, but it's raging within. Fear begins to set in.
那对他们的第三件事情就是没有看见神的作为。
Concerning the third thing is that they do not see the works of God.
耶稣居然睡着了。
Jesus is asleep.
当然耶稣真的，我们很心疼他，他累得睡着，不是故意睡的。
And Jesus did not sleep purposely, but he was so tired, he was falling asleep in the middle of the storm.
这三件事情逼得门徒们去把耶稣给叫
And these three things force the disciples to go and wake up the Lord.
就像我礼拜二讲的，看起来好像是把耶稣叫起来唤醒耶稣，其实是唤醒我们基督徒。
Tuesday night, I shared with the brothers and sisters, seemingly it's like they're waking up the Lord, but what we're really waking up is we ourselves, Christians.
因为我们对主的依靠常常是表面的。
Because our reliance on the Lord is all very superficial.
我们需要被带到真的迫切的需要耶稣。
We really need to be brought to the state of desperation where we say, Jesus, I need you.
弟兄姊妹，这样子的环境真的让我们觉得我们都需要耶稣，对不对？
These circumstances really allow us to experience the notion that we really need Jesus, right?
我们在这里好多人啊，Sennacherib不过只有一个例子，就把那么多人吓坏了。
And we are actually doing very, very well. There's only but one case here in Santa Clara, and everybody's already in a state of panic.
你现在假设设身处地，如果我们现在在武汉的话
could you please imagine?If you are placed in Wuhan right now,
已经上万的人被感染了。
Tens of thousands of people are infected.
弟兄姊妹，我们的反应，我们的感觉会是什么？
What is our response? What is going through us right now?
弟兄姊妹，环境把我们他。帮助我们，甚至逼着我们真正去转向救主。
And again, these circumstances forces us to really genuinely turn to God.
这是有福的一个回应。
And this is a blessed response.
很多的时候，难处是我们不能解决的。
Oftentimes, the difficulties and the challenges are the things that we cannot resolve on our own.
那些风浪，那些苦难，是我们自己没有办法去处理的。
Those storms, those trials are the things that we cannot resolve with our own strength.
但是我们改变不了风浪，我们可以。改变自己。
We cannot change the storms, but we can change ourselves.
我们改变不了苦难，我们可以改变我们对苦难的态度。
We cannot change the trials, but we can change our attitude towards the trial before us.
就是我们这个时候来转向我们的救主。
Is that this time we come and turn to our Savior?
就像神的百姓被蛇咬的时候，圣经上说，只要一望铜蛇，就必得救。
In the Old Testament, we see the illustration as the people of God were plagued, and as they gazed upon the bronze serpent, they were healed.
我们需要来转向他。
We need to come and turn to him.
而第三件事情，借着我们转向救主，我们看见主的介入。
And thirdly, as we turn to the Lord, we see how God, the Lord our God, intervenes.
他起来平静风浪。
He rises up and he calms the storm.
他帮助门徒们对主产生一个真实的认识。
He allowed the disciples to have a genuine understanding and knowledge of who God is.
所以他们说，这到底是谁？
And so they said, Who is this?
这到底是谁？
Who is this?
他们对他们所信的耶稣有了更深一层。更高一层的认识了。
Now all of a sudden they elevated their understanding of this Lord and Savior.
连风和海都听他了。
Even the storms and the waves obey him.
弟兄姊妹，神容许我们进到一些环境，是我们自己的力量，甚至连人类的力量不能解决。
But as I say again, God allows us to be brought into circumstances where we cannot resolve the situation or even the power of all mankind.
他从来没有降灾的一年。
He has no desires to bring about calamity.
他是为了帮助我们来转向他，让我们末后有指望。
Oh, that for the sake that we would turn to him, that at his end.We would have hope.
因着转向他，我们经历了他的介入，经历了他的大能。
That in turning to him, we experience his intervention. We experience his power and might.
不光经历到他为我们平静了风浪。
Not only do we simply experience that he has calmed the storms.
更重要的是，让我们认识了这位可以平静风浪的主。
Amen. But more importantly, we would come to know.This Lord who is over the storm.
这就是我昨天的祷告。我希望我们不是只是祷告不生病。
And that was my prayer yesterday that we don't simply pray the Lord that I will not be ill.
我们要为着自己，为着家人，为着众教会，为着整个世代的人类祷告。
We need to pray for ourselves, for our family, for His churches throughout the world, for the world in its entirety.
你说这样子一个让全世界震撼的事情。我们也不希望它常发生，对不对？
Oh, we pray that these things that shakes the entire world, we don't want it to happen all the time, right?
既然发生了，不要让它白白发生。
But if it does happen, we pray that it did not happen in vain.
我们要祷告神在人的里面创造出一个需要来转向真神。
Oh, how we pray that in the hearts of men, there's a crying out of saying, I want truth, I want to come and know God.
能够趁着这个机会让更多的人来认识主，让福音更加兴旺。
That in times like this, there will be more and more people that would come to know of His salvation, that they would have hope.
教会要刚强起来。
That the church needs to be strengthened.
要在这个世代里面活出我们里面有那个不能夺去的平安。
That in this time, that we would be able to live out this peace that the world cannot take away.
要活出我们对这个世代应该带来的祝福和正面的影响力。
To live out the blessings and the positive ways that we would influence the world today.
当我听到有些教会为了这样子的发生，开始教会有内斗，到底该停聚会不该停聚会，造成神儿女们的间隔，我心里面真的是非常的难过。
And when things like this happen, I hear news where the Church of God and the House of God begins to have inter-arguments as should we stop the gatherings. And because of it, when I hear something like that, I'm confounded. I'm sad.
把我们所有的担心害怕，我们在这里的说说听听，我们甚至在这里的争辩讨论，化成祷告。
How I pray that all of our fears, all of our discussions, all of our reasoning, we would change all those things to prayer.
少讲话，多祷告，告诉神，求神出来做事。
We speak less.We pray more. We say, God, you come out and you do your work.
Oh, 让我们都来经历认识你是那位独一的真神。
Oh, that we would come to experience that you are the one true God.
让我们带着简单的信心，相信神从来没有降灾的一年。
Oh, that with the simplicity of faith.To believe that God has no desire to bring about calamity.
尤其对神的儿女们，如果他不许可，连一根头发都不会掉的。
Certainly concerning His children, without His approval, not a hair would fall from our heads.
他告诉我们，你不要害怕，因为我永远与你同在。
So the Lord says, "Do not fear, for I am with you always."
我要用我公义的右手来扶持您。
With my right hand of righteousness, I will sustain you.
所以我们求神的儿女们，教会能复兴，福音能够更加兴旺。
How we pray that the people of God, the church of God would be revived and the gospel would revive.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样子在风浪中对神产生的第一手的真认识以后
，And brothers again, we come with a first-hand knowledge of this living God in the midst of a storm.
第四件事情到了马太福音十四章，彼得居然可以凌驾风浪。
In Matthew 14, we see now.Peter can now step onto the waves and the storms.
虽然他中间曾经软弱，吓得沉下去。
As though in the midst of his experience, he fell and he was drowning.
但是主把他拉起来以后。
But as the Lord lifted him up,
他们一起凌驾风浪，走回到他的船上去。
Together they walked above the waves back to the ship or back to the boat.
回到船上以后，风浪才停下来。
And the storm ceased after they stepped into the boat.
让我们看见，我们可以信心软弱，会害怕，主都了解。
And it's to say that it is okay. We can be weak. Our faith can falter. The Lord understands.
但是主在这里训练我们，彼得终于走回去了。
But the Lord is training us. Peter actually walked back to the boat.
所以风浪帮助我们认识自己，显明我们生命和信心的实情。
Again, these storms help us to realize and for us to better understand who we.
风浪帮助我们，甚至逼着我们来转向救主。
And it forces us to turn to the Savior.
第三件事情，风浪帮助我们真认识主。
Fourthly, the storms help us truly know him.
这到底是谁？
Who is this?
哦，这是一个新的发现和新的认识。
It's a new understanding, a new revelation.
这样子的认识和经历是有福的。
It is blessed to have this understanding.
但是它却建立在风浪更大，我们里面有很多很多的恐惧、担心的经历里面。
But he is truly established.Upon and built upon our fears in the midst of these storms.
而最后能够凌驾风浪。
And that at the very end, what he desires that we will be walking above the waves.
所以底下我们，我至少讲五件事情是我们这些日子可以好好祷告的。
And there are five things that I want to encourage one another that these are the things that we can pray for in the days to come.
我们教会关怀组春秋姊妹送出来这个希望加入每天一起祷告守望的。行列一下子大概有将近60个人报名了。
The caring group led by Sister Ellen has sent out a sign-up sheet. There's more than 60 people now that signed up to pray daily for this event.
我们博讯前两天刚送出去，今天就已经到了260多个人报名了。这么多人都愿意加入祷告，太高兴了。
The CTC ministry sent out the same notice to all the attendees and.There are 260 some odd people that signed up. A lot of people want to begin to pray now.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来加入这个祷告的行列，来扭转这个局面。
Brothers and sisters, I ask that we will all be partakers of prayer, that we would come and turn this situation.
五件事情。
Five things.
第一个，为了所有已经生病感染上的人，我们祷告求神祝福他们，求神医治他们。
Pray foremost for those who are already ill, that the healings of God would be upon them.
而让他们能够得到足够的医疗照顾或是医疗的设备。
That they would have the sufficient care and the resources around them.
第二个，我们阻止这个继续蔓延。
And we pray.
阻止它的爆发。
And we pray that this virus would stop its spread.
所以我们特别也在这里纪念那些在第一线在那里直接服侍的人，他们非常的辛苦。
So I ask you to please remember all those who are the front lines, taking care of all those who are ill.
我们博训学生有人做护士的，已经几天几夜累到不行了，他们真的是辛苦。
We know of sisters who are in the CTC training program. They're nurses in China. They've been exhausted day and night, numerous days like this. We need to pray for them.
所以我们起来祷告，不要只是害怕，起来祷告，让这个疫情不要再随便蔓延。
So again, do not just reside in the realm of fear, but rise up and pray.
尤其是对那些前线的人。
Particularly for those who are standing right at the front line.
第三件事情，我们求神把属天的智慧赐给我们。
And thirdly, we ask the Lord, give us a spiritual understanding.
让人能够赶快找出解决的方法。
The man may find a way, a cure.
能够让这种仇敌、这种伤害、苦难的蔓延能够尽快的被遏制下来。
That the harm that this virus brings about to the world, that could be diminished and it could actually be quenched.
任何方法能够让它被控制的，我们都求神祝福。
Any way that could control and contain the spread of this virus, Lord, we ask that your hand be upon it.
不管是在医药方面，或是政府的决策方面，或是各个国家怎么样子处理的事情上，希望这些 leader 们都有属灵的智慧。
Whether it be medically.Or the way the government would deal politically and how to resource-wise in the world as a whole, how do we respond? We pray that those who are in position of leadership would have wisdom.
第四个，我们求各地的教会能够得到复兴。
And fourthly, we ask that the churches throughout the world that they would be revived.
仇敌的意思是坏的，神的意思永远是积极的。
The thought and the intent of the enemy is always evil, but God is always proactive.
希望各地的教会能够因为这样子，我们能够更同心的起来祷告。
And we pray that the churches throughout the world.That more and more that we would be united in one accord and one heart to pray.
第五件事也是我说的，希望福音反而更加兴旺。
Fifthly, as I've already illustrated, I pray that the gospel would be spread more rapidly.
在人的心里面创造对神的需要。
And then in the hearts of men, a desperation, a cry, a need for God would begin to be born.
当人类这么样子的享受。以科技进步为傲的时候，也让我们在这个时候能够降卑下来。
As the world is in the place of seemingly tranquility, and we excel in technology, that through this we may humble ourselves and know who we are.
让我们能够真正找到我们该有的态度和出路。
That we can find the right attitude and the right exit through it all.
我决定相信，当很多的事情如果让我们可以退回去的话。我们处理一定会不一样。
I trust a lot of things that we've encountered. If we could be, if we were able to do over or step back and look at it again, we might deal with it differently.
我相信，如果我们回到去年的十二月， 大家处理武汉的疫情的态度会不一样。
And I trust that our attitude, the way that we dealt with the virus in Wuhan would be different if we know about it in December.
对澳洲、对美国各地的野火，我们可能也会有不同的预防。
And in Australia, the wildfires throughout the world, if we knew about it, maybe we would have different responses and preparation for it.
就连很多人很难过的 Kobe Bryant, 我相信让他多退回来半个小时，他都会有不同的决定的。
And I do trust in the news about passing of Kobe that, you know, if we had delayed 30 minutes, and people would look at the situation, they would have responded differently.
但是很多的时候，有些事情是我们已经没有办法挽回的了。
But a lot of things are already at the place where we cannot change the decision that has been made in time past.
当 SARS 发生的时候，那么多人直接愿意认识耶稣，当他过去的时候，人就忘记了。
And when SARS was an epidemic, a lot of people began to want to come to know the Savior Jesus Christ.
这次又出来一个，我希望我们在这个时候，所有神的儿女，甚至没有信主的人，都能够在这里得到真实的祝福。
And an event like this happens again, I truly pray, brothers and sisters, that we and all the world would truly be blessed through it.
所以我刚刚提的五件事情，希望成为我们祷告的一个至少的方向。
So these five things, as I mentioned, I ask brothers and sisters, please pray.
为着已经生病的。
Again, for those who are already sick.
为着疫情的受到控制，尤其在前线的人不要随便感染。
Particularly for those who are on the front line, that they would not be infected.
大家都需要他们。
We need them. We need them to stand in the grounds and deal with this.
第三，希望治疗的方法或是各样处理的措施。都能够有智慧。
Thirdly, the medical means, the studies, the evaluation, how to deal with this virus, that people would have wisdom.
第四个，为各地的教会真实的复兴祷告。
Fourthly, to begin to pray for the churches throughout the world.
第五个，为了福音更加兴旺祷告。
Fifthly, pray for the revival of the gospel.
我们现在站起来，你找你旁边的一个人，你祷告一件，他祷告一件，好不好？我们时间有限。
Can I ask you to please rise? Just pray with the person next to you.You pray for one, the other person pray for the other.
从这五件事挑一件事情，我们就祷告。
Of these five things, pick one and pray.
主啊，我们这。
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Amen.Amen. Amen. God, we prayed, O Lord, that the enemy would not be allowed to bring confusion, O Lord, to the love of Christ, the love of God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray the hearts of men would begin to turn. Oh, Lord, that in our desperation we cry out to you. Oh, Lord, that they would meet and encounter the living God.The gospel they once heard, maybe they turn away, that they felt that they didn't need you. Oh, Lord, let those seeds flourish. Let those words flourish. Let them to recognize and know, oh, there is a Savior. There is a Jesus who came. Oh, that they would begin to cry out to you. God, we pray for your people to pray. God, we pray for those who heard the gospel to pray. God, we pray for those who are crying out to the living God to pray. God, we pray that you would intervene.Oh, Jesus Christ, you came that none would perish, but all would have everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We pray, God, we pray the gospel would flourish. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise you, God. Amen. Praise you, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord.Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise you, Lord.
主，我们相信我们众圣徒的祷告，你都垂听。
Lord, we trust that the prayer of your saints you hear.
盗贼来是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Yes, the enemy, the thief comes to kill, to steal, to destroy.
你来却是要叫人得生命，而且得到更丰盛的生命。
You have come that we may have life and have life more abundantly.
主，就愿你的教会，愿你的道，愿你的福音，在这个时候，在各地都显出它的得胜。
So Lord, we pray that your church, your word, this gospel would demonstrate its victory throughout the lands.
借着你的儿女，借着众教会，把你的爱，把福音。把生命之道能够传给周围的人。
Through your church, through your children, that the word of life may be spread everywhere.
把真实的平安和医治带给我们周围的人。
Oh, the true peace and true healing would be brought about to the people around us.
特别恩待那些生病的。
We particularly pray for those who are ill right now.
Oh, 让他们的心都知道向你祷告。
Oh, Lord, we pray that their hearts would learn to pray to you.
不光身体得医治，更是灵魂得到健康。
Not are their bodily healed, healed bodily, but their spirit is also made alive.
奉主耶稣基督的名
We thank you, we praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 请坐
Please be seated.
马可福音第七章讲到人把各式各样的病人带到耶稣的面前
Mark chapter 7 says that people brought all sorts of, sick people before the Lord.
不管瞎眼的、耳聋的、各样的病带到耶稣面前，耶稣就都医治了他们。
Whether they were blind, whether they were mute, they were brought before the Lord healed them all.
圣经上说，众人都分外稀奇，说他所做的。都好
and everyone marveled and said all that he has done is good.
哦，众人惊讶说他所做的都好
Everyone was marvelous indeed to see that all that he has done is good.
有点像我们买会所的时候，以赛亚书十二章说的，他所行的甚是美好 excellent things.
We see in Isaiah chapter 12 that as we were purchasing this property, that the Lord does all things excellently.
虽然我们现在没有办法真正的把这个人带到天上宝座去，但是我们借着祷告可以把他带到神面前。
And we know that we cannot take this person physically before the throne of God, but through prayer we can usher this person before the presence of God.
然后我们都要惊讶，好的，分外惊奇。英文说 extremely astonished.
We would be extremely astonished.
神把危机化成转机。
That the Lord would turn the crisis to an opportunity.
这个惊讶这个字，我想我们很少经验哈。
Again, being astonished, this word we seldomly hear.
我记得以前我两个孩子还小的时候。他们爷爷有一天在他们面前突然把他整口假牙拔下来他们两个就 astonished
I remember my two boys when they were still young one day grandpa took out the false teeth from his mouth they were both astonished at that very moment
他们从来没想到牙齿可以拿下来
they never imagined that they could just take their teeth out
那耶稣医治神迹的时候我相信我们众人都要把荣耀来归给他了
and when Jesus comes and heals in a miraculous way that we will all comeAnd esteem him to be great.
那个叫 extremely astonished.
And will be extremely astonished.
今天我们要开始讲罗马书中的基督。
And we want to come and begin this message on Christ in the center in the book of the book of Romans.
因为我们从二月份开始一直到年底，我们全教会一起读罗马书。
And starting February all the way to the end of the year, our church as a whole will be studying this book.
所以每一次 combine meeting, 我会讲一个罗马书中的基督。
And so every time as we have a combined service, I will speak on the topic of Christ being the midst of the book of Romans.
正好配合我们今年的主题 Christ alone.
And again, it's the theme for this year, the Christ alone.
那今天我们先来读罗马书第一章第一节到第四节。
We're going to come and read Romans chapter 1, verse 1 through 4.
今天我们要讲的是基督是福音的中心，其实正好在这个时期是最需要的。
The title for the message today is that Christ is the center of the gospel. It is what we need today.
我们读第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 through verse 4.
中文一遍，英文一遍。
Read in Chinese and we'll read in English.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。论到他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的按圣善的灵说因从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子好英文
Romans chapter 1 verse 1 through 4 Paul a servant of Jesus Christ called to be an apostle separated to the gospel of God which he promised before through his prophets and the holy scriptures concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh and declared to be the son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead.
那个罗马书的写作背景跟它的重要性、我在罗马书的预察里面已经讲了，我这里就不重复。
And I will not re-emphasize the importance and emphasis of the book of Romans. I put that in the pre-study outline.
但是保罗在这个罗马书的一开始，等于就让我们看见整个罗马书的中心信息在讲什么。
At the very beginning of the book of Romans, Paul begins to tell us what is he writing about.
就是他在这里传神的福音。
That he is here to declare the gospel of God.
神有一个福音要传给这个世界上的人。
There is a good news. There's a gospel that is being passed on to the world.
有一首歌叫福音就是好消息。
There's a wonderful song that says the gospel is great news.
其实它远远超过只是好消息这个层次啊。
Surpasses the notion that is simply a good news.
所以有的翻译叫做喜乐潮啊，福音是 glad tidings.
Somebody will say that the gospel is a glad tidings.
它是一个活的，而且是一直一波未平，一波又起，一直持续的。
It's a living tide that continues to roll in once and after another.
这个消息好到一个地步，让我们里面有满足的喜乐，没有办法停住的喜乐。
And this good news is so good to the extent that this fullness of joy, this joy would not come to an end.
所以我们如果活不出这个喜乐，那是我们对这个福音的内容还不够认识。
We cannot live out such joy is because we do not truly comprehend or understand the content of this message.
没有关系，我们一起来。
It is okay. We come and do this together.
每一次我们真认识神，我们里面的喜乐就会满溢起来。
And every time we truly come to know Him.That joy would elevate even more.
保罗告诉我们，整个罗马书是讲神的福音。
And Paul says that the entire book speaks of the gospel.
我们将来也会从罗马书看到一个全备的福音内容到底是什么。
And we'll come to understand the fullness of the gospel of God through this entire book.
但是他开始的时候也告诉我们，这个福音的中心到底是什么。
And at the very beginning, he tells us what is the core of this message.
第二节他说这个福音。
And the second verse tells us that in the Holy Scriptures,
他先形容的是过去历史历代众先知所应许的。
He declared that has been promised to us through the prophets throughout all time.
而这个福音的中心和内容就是第三节说的，论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督。
And again, the center of this very message is concerning His Son.Jesus Christ.
换句话说，耶稣基督是整个福音的中心内容。
And again, Jesus Christ is the center, the content, and the very purpose of the gospel.
今天任何人传福音，如果没有耶稣，这个不叫福音。
If anyone who declares the gospel and leaves out Jesus Christ, it is not the gospel.
如果任何人传福音不是为了把人带到耶稣面前，这个不叫福音。
If anyone shares the gospel and does not bring the person before Christ, it is not called the gospel.
所以这个世代里面有很多的福音掺水了，妥协了。
And there are a lot of gospels in this world that has been diluted, that has been compromised.
哦，你信耶稣，你就会找到工作，你就会办到居留权，你就会生儿子。
If you believe unto Jesus, you'll be able to have the status to stay here. You'll find a job. You'll have children.
1990年初在菲律宾突然有一个很大的 movement， 我曾经讲过，他们就是成功神学。
And there was a prosperity gospel at one time that's being preached.
它叫 El Shaddai Movement， 它就是告诉你需要钱就带着支票簿来祷告。
It's an El Shaddai Movement that if you need money, bring your checkbooks and pray.
你需要拿到居留权，你就带护照来向神举起来祷告。
If you need to have a status to stay in the States, bring your passport or come and pray before God.
你要睡觉，你就带块布或什么东西来祷告。
If you lack sleep, bring your blanket and come and pray to the Lord.
祷告以前先奉献。
Before you pray, make an offering.
你满足了神，神就满足你。
You satisfy God, God will satisfy you.
弟兄姊妹，这个一下子蔓延得很快，他们到现在都还有800万的信徒。
And all of a sudden, this is spread very rapidly. 8 million believers of this particular message.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们传福音是出于好心，但是把他离开了福音的中心，就是耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes out of the kindness of our hearts, we come and bring about tidings to people, but we departed from the core and the center of this message.
其实人真正需要的就是耶稣。
What people really need is Jesus.
人需要安慰，是的，我们该去安慰。
People need to be comforted. Yes, we need to comfort them.
人需要一杯凉水，是的，我们该带凉水给他。
Yes, people need a cup of cold water. We need to bring about that cold water.
人需要陪伴。 伴，我们需要如果可能去陪伴他。
People need companionship, so yes, we need to be a companion to those who are lonely.
但是所有的关怀，所有的福音的目的，都是要把人带到耶稣面前。
But all the caring, all the very everything that we do, the purpose is that they would be brought before Christ.
就是要把人能够真正的让他得着耶稣。
That they would truly come and lay hold of Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们的第一个题目，可能在座的弟兄姊妹都觉得太简单了。
Maybe this very first topic, everyone would think that this is too simple for me.
弟兄姊妹，福音的根基其实是最重要的事情。
Brothers, the foundation of this gospel is the utmost important.
圣经，我们需要常常被带回来 ，back to the Bible, back to the beginning, 回到圣经。
And brothers, oftentimes we need to be brought back to the Bible, back to the beginning.
前两天我还听到一个弟兄跟我见证，参加夫妻营，他最感动的就是中间那一次提到说要去回想你们起初的爱。
And a brother once recently shared with me that he was at a marriage counseling retreat, and he brought back and told me that what he remembered most is that we need to come and remember our first love.
你看那时候彼此相爱没有条件，再苦再穷。
When we were first in love, we had no conditions for one another. No matter what we were going through, how poor we are, we were all both very happy.
现在好像什么都有了，可是在爱里面，我们却加了这么多条件。你要这样，你要那样子，我才能爱你。
And now we have everything, but all of a sudden we find that our love is very conditional. You need to do this, you need to do that for me to lavish love for you.
所以一被带回到起初的爱的时候，哎呀，很多难处发现就过去了。
And we were brought back at the beginning of that love, all of these difficulties.
所以神主耶稣为什么要叫以弗所的教会要去回想，要去重新拾回他起初的爱。
And this is the reason why the Lord told the church of Ephesus that you need to ponder and return back to your first love.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们需要回到最简单的福音，却是最重要的根基上。
Oh, brothers, this is how we need to come back to the simplicity, the core of the gospel, which is the most important for us.
他说这个福音。是论到他的儿子，我主耶稣基督。
So this gospel is concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
所以在我们往下讲之前，我们都稍微想一下，到底这个福音是什么？
And but before we continue this message, I'd like to ask everyone to please ponder a little bit. What exactly is this gospel?
或是我们刚才所讲的那个故事，到底耶稣对我们他是谁？
Or the story that we just illustrated, who is Jesus? Who is he to me?
为什么这些门徒跟随他那么久了，后来还会问说这到底是谁？
Why is it that these disciples have followed him for so long, but yet they would cry out, "Who is this?"
为什么他们会说，哎，这是到底是一个怎样的人？
Why would they say, "What manner of man is this?"
或是在马太福音十四章，他们说，你真是神的儿子。
In Matthew chapter 14, they would cry out and exclaim.You truly are the Son of God.
难道他们从前不知道吗？
Did they not know that before?
那为什么到那天才会说你真是神的儿子？
Why is it on that particular day they would cry out, "Truly, you are the Son of God"?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在问自己一下，到底耶稣对你他是谁？
I want to ask everybody, ask yourself, who is Jesus to you?
只是因为我觉得他太好了，我愿意。
Or is it simply because we believe that he is so good, I'm willing to believe?
我只是觉得他的教训太好了，满了爱，满了生命，我喜欢。
I like his teachings full of love, and I delight in what he's teaching me.
我喜欢在我难处的时候祷告祷告，我有个寄托，有个盼望。
And I like the notion that when I'm in times of difficulties andthat I can pray and I have some form of reliance and some form of hope.
我喜欢礼拜天跟弟兄姊妹在一起聚会，除了不要有疫情以外。
Sunday morning, I delight like being with brothers and sisters.
没有。那弟兄姊妹，这些都是好的。
These are all wonderful things.
这些都是我们信主以后带给我们的祝福和恩典。
And these are all the blessings that come about in our lives after we come to faith in Christ.
但是这个不是我们信耶稣的目的。
But brothers and sisters, this is not the reason and the purpose is why we believe in Christ.
就像我们说的，追求幸福快乐不是婚姻的目的。
And again, we said oftentimes to pursue happiness is not the end purpose of marriage.
反而是婚姻痛苦的原因啊。
But it is the source of the pain in marriage.
因为你把里面幸福快乐最深 的满足放在一个跟你一样是罪人不完全的人身上
because you put your hope and the reliance for someone who is a sinner just like you to bring you into happiness
那个最深的满足是只有主耶稣只有神可以填满的
the deepest satisfaction and longing in your heart can only be satisfied by God
但是我们却希望我的另外一半来满足他那是对他不公平的
but our desire is that our other half would satisfy me that is not fair to that person
那也是我们痛苦的原因
and it is also the source of our pain
所以同样的我们来到教会如果我们的注意力都在我得到什么
And again, if we come to church, our focus is on what do I get out of this?
我享受到什么
How have I enjoyed it?
我得了什么恩典和祝福
What grace, how have I been blessed?
但是却忘记了那位赐恩赐福的主
But we forget the Lord who is the source of blessings and grace.
我们就失去了福音最重要的目的了
Then we have lost the core and the center of this gospel.
圣经上告诉我们，罗马书八章三十二节，他说：“神既然不爱惜自己的儿子。”
Romans chapter 8 tells us that God did not treasure His Son.
他岂不把万物连同他自己一同白白的赐给我们吗
？Would He not give you all things?
所以你要晓得。所有的祝福你比不上万物对不对
Will he not freely give you all things and all these blessings that God gives cannot compare to all things right
你看这两天报纸这个一下子这个人Amazon 的 CEO 一下子赚了100多亿Facebook 的一下子损失40亿这个这种东西都是天天变来变去的
and we see in our economy the news is declare about the Amazon CEO, how much money all of a sudden he made, and how much money Facebook has lost.
好，弟兄姊妹，今天我们的幸福快乐都不是建立在这些事情上。
All these things go up and down daily, and we trust that our happiness is not anchored upon these things.
我们来到神家，如果能够认识这位至高者。
If we come to the house of God, we can come to know the Most High.
接受耶稣基督的救恩，接受耶稣基督伟大的生命。
And to receive the salvation of Jesus Christ, to receive the life of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，永生永恒已经开始了。
Brothers and sisters, eternity, eternal life has already begun.
我们都以为将来有个永恒，其实永恒永生从我们接受耶稣的那个 moment 已经开始了。
We think that eternity is something that is to come, an event that is to come, but eternity has begun the moment we believe.
地上活多少年是很小的事情。
How many years in your lifespan is very, very small.
活100岁跟活10岁底下除以无限大都是零，对不对
？Whether you live 100 years old or 10 years, if it's divided by infinity, it all comes to zero. Correct?
你活到马土沙拉969岁除以无限大也是零。
If you're as old as Methuselah, over 900 some years old, divided by infinity, he still comes out to be zero.
但是永恒的价值却不是根据多少年来算的。
But the eternal value is not measured by the span of one's lifetime.
是根据福音的中心，耶稣基督。
But it is based on the core and the center of the gospel, Jesus Christ.
我们有多少的日子，多少的遭遇跟他发生关系
？How many of our days, how many of our encounterings have something to do with Christ?
这是福音的中心。
That is the core of the gospel.
这是福音的内容。
This is the content of the gospel.
这也是福音的目的。
And this is the very purpose of the gospel.
让我们在有限的时间里面，却跟永恒连结了。
That in the finality of time, that we are united with the God who is infinite.
我们在最平凡的事情里面。却跟永恒的价值发生关系。
But in the most ordinary in our lives, we have something to do with something that has eternal value.
所以我才说这次的疫情发生，不要小看它。
That's the reason why I say that the viral event that is happening, do not despise it.
然后不要浪费它。
Do not waste it.
要像保罗告诉我们的 ，make the most of every opportunity。每一个机会来的，把它达到最高的果效。
As Paul admonishes us to make the most of every opportunity.
让我们借着这件事情来经历神。
That through this particular event we will encounter God.
我们借着这件事情来为神执掌权柄，把魔鬼的作为赶出去。
That through this particular event we will reign on God's behalf and we will cast out the work of the evil one.
我们借着这件事情成为一个平安活水。爱的祝福
that through this event that we would be a channel of peace, love, and blessings.
他讲到他的儿子的时候，他就说，按肉体说，是从大卫的后裔生的；按圣善的灵说，因为从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Verse 3 and verse 4 concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们，他是真的人，带着人性。
And so Paul tells us he is true man with carries humanity.
因为按着肉体说，他是大卫的后裔。
Because according to the flesh, he is the seed of David.
但是他又是真神。
But he is also the one true God.
带着神性的。
All with the nature of God.
所以他不光是人子 ，Son of Man， 他也是 Son of God.
And not only is he the Son of Man, he is also the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个今天在我们这堂课里面是没有时间去细说的。
And we don't have the time to go through in detail on these two items alone.
他如果只有人性而没有神性的话，他顶多是一个伟人，是一个好人。
If he's only just a man and he's not a God, he's not God, then he's but a good man.
他没有办法救我们。
He cannot save us.
但是圣经上也告诉我们，他为什么这位神需要来到地上，为什么要道成肉身
？Also told us why he needed to come as a man.
为什么要带着人性
？Why does God? Why God needs to take on humanity?
我们说他在人性的里面，在肉身的里面，他彰显了神的荣耀，让我们知道神是怎样的神。
That in the flesh he revealed the glory of God, that we may behold what is the glory of God.
他在肉身的里面遵行了神的旨意，完成了救赎，为我们付了赎价。
That in the flesh he accomplished the will of God. He perfected salvation and he paid the ransom for our debt.
圣经上也告诉我们，儿女既有血肉之体，他也亲自成了血肉之体，就是带着人性来的。
Since we are of flesh and blood, he came.To us in flesh and blood.
为了借着死败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
That through death he may abolish the one who holds the power of death.
所以耶稣胜过撒旦是借着他完美的人性胜过他。
And Jesus Christ overcame Satan through humanity.
因为他完全没有犯罪。
Because he never sinned.
死的毒钩就是罪，因为耶稣没有罪，死亡。关不住他的。
The sting of death is sin, but because he is not sin, death cannot hold him.
我们礼拜五刚刚读了马太福音二十八章，祭司长老想要去弄石头封口，用兵丁看守。
Matthew chapter 28, we just finished that this past Friday. The soldiers, people, try to seal that tomb, to watch that tomb with a stone.
那不管你怎么努力。
But no matter how hard you work.
没有用的。
It's not possible.
因为连撒旦整个阴府想要拢住耶稣没有用的。
The entire might, the power of Satan wants to shove and seal that tomb.
他从死里面起来。
It was in vain. He rose from the dead.
胜过一切阴府的权柄。
He overcame the power of death.
败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
He has abolished the devil who has the power of death.
圣经上说，用圣善的灵来说，就是圣洁的灵来说，他是从死里复活，以大能显明。他是神的儿子。
And again in verse 4, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, has been revealed to us through the power of God that he is the Son of God.
第三个，我们从保罗的话说，他说按圣善的灵说，从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。他在这里告诉我们。
And again in verse 4, Paul is telling us as Christ is being revealed through the power of God and the Holy Spirit.
他曾经为我们死。
That he once died for us,
而且他已经从死里复活。
And he has rose from the dead.
好，弟兄姊妹，这位耶稣来到地上。
This Jesus, when he came into this world,
他不是当个好人，让人欢迎他，让人崇拜他。
He did not just became a good man that people would esteem him and worship him.
他也不是只是为着让撒旦服气他。
And he did not simply just want Satan to be speechless before him.
因为撒旦用各样的试探、威胁、恐吓方法要来摧毁他，通通失败。
But Satan tried to destroy him with all sorts of temptations and trickery and power externally, but he could not do it.
我们在读马太福音十七章的时候，我说过 ，Campbell Morgan 曾经讲过。
Matthew chapter 17, Campbell Morgan once said.
他说主耶稣很可以在变化山上。变完容形以后直接升天的。
At the Mount of Transfiguration, right after Jesus has been transfigured, his glory has been revealed, he could have ascended on high at that very moment.
因为他在地上完全讨神的喜悦。
Because in this world, he has lived in such a way that was pleasing unto God.
而且他完全得胜，撒旦已经失败了。
He was completely victorious, and the enemy has already failed.
他为我们从变化山上下来，为我们上了哥哥他加略山，是为了你，为了我的。
And when he came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, generation and then ascend on the Mount of Golgotha. He did it for you and did it for me.
因为我们的罪债还没有付。
Because the penalty of our sins has not yet been paid for.
所以我们今天讲他为我们死不是一件小事情。
So brother and sister, when we say that he died for us, it is not a small thing.
不然今天我们不需要坐在这里。
Or else we would not be sitting here today.
今天我们再怎么样努力做好没有用的。
No matter how hard we try to do good, I will tell you it's impossible.
是因为耶稣他为我死，我们才可能的。
It is because Jesus died for us that we are able.
他为什么要为我死呢？值得吗？
Why would he die for me? Is it worth it?
这是因为他爱我们。
It is because of his love for us.
我记得我98年进中国的时候，那是我不讲在什么地方，有人告诉我。说小朋友 在池塘湖边玩。
In 1998, I went to China. I won't tell you where, but there was a little kid that was playing next to the pond.
他的同学掉到水里面去，快淹死了。那个小孩急得回去叫大人来救。
And his buddy fell into the pond, and he was on the verge of drowning. So this kid went and tried to fetch some adult to come and save him.
大人说你把钱先给我，再去救啊。
And I heard the story that this he ran to this one particular adult. The adult says, "Pay me before I go and help you."
小孩说我没有钱，但是我会叫我爸爸妈妈付你。他说不行，先拿钱来。
And the child says, "I have no money, but I will have my parents pay you. Please come." He says, "No, I need to see the money first."
等到拿到钱过去，孩子救上来已经死掉了。
And the little kid actually brought him money.Found some money, gave it to him. He went. By the time he got to that, his body already drowned.
我相信这个不是只是发生在中国。我相信这个人类的人性，任何地方都可能发生。还有比这个更惨的事。
And I trust that this is not just something that happened in China, but throughout the world, things that are this cruel are happening in our world.
我要讲的是，今天这个时代是一个交易的原则。
And I want to say that we live in an age where everything has a deal.
你对我好，我就对你好。
If you're good to me, I'll be good to you.
你给我够的薪水，我为你卖力。
If you pay me enough of a salary, then I will slave for you.
你的薪水比不上别人，我就跳槽。
If my salary cannot compare to this person, I'm going to go find another job.
余弟兄昨天骂我了，我换个教会。
Pastor Yu scolded me yesterday. I'm going to go to a different church.
弟兄姊妹，我们就是在这里一个交易的原则。
Brothers and sisters, we live in the realm of having a deal that we need to settle.
但是耶稣是按着我们的本相爱我们，为我们上十架。
Oh, but brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ died for us.Just as who we are.
甚至在十字架上说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
Even on the cross, he cries out, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
有人说拿破仑就是读了这句话，最后在监狱中悔改的。
As somebody says, in Napoleon, he read this particular phrase that he turned to Christ.
他说，因为他太了解人性，没有人可以做得到这件事情。
He says that he knew the nature and the heart of man, that no man can do such a thing.
他为人死。
He died for man.
听说巴拉巴那位被比拉多释放的强盗，这是历史传说的，我不知道。
It was said in history, hearsay that Barabbas, who was set free on that day when Jesus was in prison.
后来他也信了耶稣，到处传福音。他的题目就是他为我死，我为他活。
And he began to preach the gospel everywhere. And his one message was, "He died for me. I will live for him."
他知道那天该挂的是他。
He knew that day it was him who was supposed to be on that cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们也应该这样子的认知，该挂的是我们。
Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to know it is us who's supposed to be on the cross.
而且那个死只是暂时的死，将来还有第二次的死，那是更可怕的。
And that death, it is but the death now, but there's an eternal death that is to come.
第二个，他从死里面复活。
And secondly, we see here that he rose from the dead.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章告诉我们他整个福音最重要的事情。
First Corinthians chapter 15 tells us the central theme, the central point of the gospel.
他说我当日所领受又传给你们的第一，那个英文的意思是说，as of the first important, 那最重要的事情，就是基督照着圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了。又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And he says that's the foremost, the most important. Jesus Christ died for us, was buried, and according to Scripture, has rose from the dead on the third day.
他的死解决了我的过去。
His death has dealt with my past.
他的复活解决了我的现在和未来。
His resurrection dealt with my present and the future to come.
我过去犯的罪。 他的死为我解决。
Every sin that I've ever committed, his death has dealt with them.
但是我里面还有一个会犯罪的生命，借着他的复活，要让我能够来胜过他。
But in me, there's still this life of death and sin, but his life will overcome that power.
因着他死，我得以因信称义，与神和好。
Because of his death, I am justified and reconciled with God.
因着他活，我能够不断的经历 transformation 跟改变，我能够以神为乐。
Because he lives, I can continue to be transformed, and the Lord is set as joy always before me.
另外，就像一个年长的弟兄讲的，因为他为我死，我不用再死。
And as an elderly brother once said, because he died for me, I don't need to die again.
因为他为我活，我也不用再活了。
Because he lives for me.I no longer need to live for myself anymore.
现在不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
所以他的死不仅解决我的过去。
So his death not only dealt with my past.
他的复活解决了我以后一生的。
His resurrection has dealt with my life now and forever to come.
哦，他的死不仅仅让我跟神和好。
His death not only reconciled me with God.
他的复活让我与神为乐。
But his resurrection.Now brings about the joy of God in my life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，另外一个点，我们将来在罗马书会继续讲了。
Brothers and sisters, this last point, we'll save it for another time.
他不光为我们死，为我们复活，他现在也为我们活，也活在我们里面。
And not only did he die for us, not only did he resurrect for us, but now he lives in us.
所以有一首诗歌，他说到拿撒勒人耶稣面前。我一站惊，我一站立我就站惊。
And there was a wonderful hymn that says, "In the presence of Jesus Nazarene, I stand amazed."
当我昨天在想这首诗歌的时候，我里面真的是非常感动。
I was meditating upon this particular hymn. I was moved within me.
这位美中最美、千万人中的第一人，你怎么会变得这么憔悴、这么枯槁？
This fairest of 10,000, the most beautiful one.How did he become so frail?
拿撒勒人耶稣面前，我一站立我就震惊。你怎么变得这个样子？
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
How did you become such for me? 这么疲倦，这么枯槁，全是为了救我们。
How did you become so weary, so frail, all for me?
你这位天上万王之王，众天使向你下拜的宇宙的主宰。
You are the King of Kings.And all the hosts of heaven bows and prostrate before you.
你居然任凭人吐唾沫打你耳光，把荆棘套在你头上，把你钉在十字架上。
You allow man to spit upon you, to slap your face, to hang you upon a tree.
这都是让我们震惊的地方。
Oh, these are the things that cause us amazement.
他可以救自己的。
He is able to save himself.
他可以让别人服气他的。
He was able to silence and shut everyone up.
但是他就是为了救我们，他不救自己。
But for the sake of saving us, he did not save himself.
拿撒勒人面前一战惊。
In the presence of Jesus Nazarene, I stand amazed.
他说：“你居然会爱我这样子一个被定罪而且污秽的罪人。
”You would love a sinner like me that is condemned and that is filthy.
这个才是真的 extremely astonishing.
And this is extremely astonishing.
不仅我们所有的需要、所有的问题、所有的疾病带来，他为我们解决，让我们惊讶。
Not only all of our needs, all of our illnesses, all of our sickness, as we brought before Him, they are dealt with. He takes care of us. We are amazed.
他的恩典和祝福让我们惊讶。
His grace, His blessings, they amazes us.
但是这位伟大的救主是这样子的救主，更让我们惊讶。
But this Savior amazes us.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌186首，请握手听上面。
Let's come and sing this together, hymn 186.
我们唱134三节。
We'll sing verses 1, 3, and 4.
186.
186.
Oh,
祷告来感谢这位伟大的救主。
Thank this wonderful, wonderful Savior.
他是整个福音的中心和内容。
He is the core and the center of the gospel.
他也是整个万有和神旨意的中心。
He is the center of all things and the will of God.
何等恩典让我们可以认识的他。
Oh, what a grace that we would come to know him.
何等的爱竟然临到我这污秽的罪人。
Oh, what manner of love that would come to a filthy sinner like me.
感谢他都有一些简短的祷告。
Let's have some words of thanksgiving and prayer before the Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们何等的来感谢你。
阿门。
主啊，何等奇妙，何等敬意，你是我们的救主。主啊，你爱我们，爱到无极。
阿门。
主啊，我们知道我们的生命气息不但来源于你，主啊，我们今天生命气息也存留在你大能的手中。
阿门。
主啊，更是你的慈爱比我们的生命更好。
阿门。
因为你这永恒复活的生命，如今就在我们的里面。成为我们永远活泼的盼望。
阿们，
感谢赞美你，荣耀都归给你。
阿们，
感恩祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。阿
们。主耶稣啊，我们这时间都站立在你面前。主啊，你这位天上的救主，主耶稣竟然为我们舍了生命，主耶稣来拯救我们这些堕落的污秽的丑陋的罪人。主啊，你的爱是何等的敬意，何等的奇妙。就这时间，愿圣灵把你的爱就这样浇灌在我们的里面。主啊，把你这个从死里复活的生命也充满在我们的里面。主啊，让我们在这世上活着，直到有一位爱我们的主。主啊，我们也是为你活着。谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
阿门。
How marvelous! How wonderful! 主耶稣，主啊，真的。每一个蒙恩得救的儿女们都要经历主啊，主耶稣的爱主啊，让我们都心甘情愿的主啊，走到十字架上去主啊。我们知道主啊，在你里面主啊，这个主啊永远不消失的爱主啊，你爱了我们主啊，因为你爱过我们的缘故，你愿意忍受所有的屈辱，所有的痛苦主啊，你把你的生命完完全全的献上去，成了我们永远的赎罪祭和挽回祭主啊。哦，今天站来看着桌子上的饼与杯，哦，我们是要这种把我们的爱都要献给你。
阿门。
哦，是要这种爱主啊拯救了我们。阿门。谢谢你。
是的，万事万物虽然都在改变，
Lord, all things are changing.
但是耶稣基督从来没有改变。
Jesus Christ is the same.
你是用永远的爱爱我们。
You have loved us with an everlasting love.
你也应许我们，你像以马内利一样，永远与我们同在。
You promised us, as Emmanuel, you're forever with us.
我们感谢你。
Oh, we thank you.
当我们在这里传福音的时候。
As we come and declare this gospel.
Oh, 你让我们的心就是简单的来说，看哪，神的羔羊。
Oh, that we would come and with the simplicity of faith and say, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
我们都要人来看耶稣。
Oh, come and behold Jesus.
都要人来得着耶稣。
Come and lay hold of Jesus.
都要人起来跟随耶稣。
Come and follow Jesus.
Oh, 耶稣，赞美你，何等奇妙的救主。
Jesus, we praise you. What a wonderful Savior.
一切的感恩。爱戴赞美都来归给你。
All the thanksgiving, all of our love, all of our adoration be given to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Amen.